What's happening locally? The news.
And it is indeed our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The President of the Republic, José Ramalino, announced on Thursday that he ordered Sakwina Jaramillo, the new director of the National Lottery of Charity, the NMB, to end the electronic lottery of Panama, known as Lotto and Pega Tres, which are usually played on Tuesdays and Saturdays. The president reaffirmed that Scientific Games LLC is the company behind the 10-year concession of digital lotteries. As for the electronic lottery, I have asked the director to begin taking measures so that our national charity lottery focuses on the traditional draws of Mercolito, Domiguito, and the Gordito and Zodiaco, said Molino. The rest is over, which only reduces the efficiency of our lottery, benefiting some who profit from the issue of electronic lotteries, which this year generated a weekly gross sales of $900,000, he added. Molino explained that the LMB reported a 27% refund this month, 6 percentage points less than last month, and described it as a high figure. He recalled that there are 13,500 banknote sellers in the country who generate commissions on 10% of their sales. The ticket sellers' commission is 12.5%, a little more than that of the National Lottery of Charity, which amounts to $117,000, and the operator also earns 2% of the gross sales, said the president. This is not a business for the state. It is a business for someone, but not for the state. So this institution will undergo an efficient, transparent, and honest transformation with the aim of making it a credible and beneficial entity for the Panamanian people, again, said Molino. Asked by La Prensa about the beneficiaries of the electronic lottery, Molino limited himself to mentioning the company Scientific Games without detailing the names of people. But the problem is not so much the final beneficiaries, but the cost in terms of lost income and benefits for the National Lottery of Charity, which is ours, the Panamanian people's. That is where the action is directed, and I hope to soon close the gaps that affect the profitability of our lottery, and I'm working on this, he concluded. The electronic lottery in Panama has been the subject of several lawsuits before the Supreme Court of Justice. One of them was filed by former presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana. In October of last year, Lombana filed a nullity suit against the contract signed by the National Lottery of Charity, the LMB, for the implementation of the electronic lottery before the Third Chamber of Administrative and Labour Litigation of the Supreme Court of Justice. His intention was the provisional suspension of new games of chance. Business owners, workers, retirees and deputies are warning of the serious complications and damage experienced by the Social Security Fund, the CSS, computer systems. Now, whether for the issuance of tokens, the application of discounts to workers or the affiliation of new employees, this would be a delicate situation, considering that it is the entity that administers public pensions, offers medical services to workers throughout the country, and manages a budget of $7 billion. Businessmen cannot enter new employees of companies, apart from that of payrolls, cannot be generated. Another thing that affects the system of granting appointments and the issuance of medicines to users. This was the warning made in the plenary session of the National Assembly on the morning of Thursday, the 25th of July, by Ariel Ortega, deputy substitute for Lelia Batista of the Realizing Goals, the RM party. Workers who have contacted La Prensa warn that they have not received their card since the 7th of March. As is known, these cards are what validate that members have paid their dues to receive medical services from the Social Security. So far, we have not had any problems because the cards are valid for 3 months, but we do not know what will happen if this is not resolved in time, they told La Prensa. In an internal Social Security memo dated the 16th of July, the problems that they have been facing are noted. Carlos Rodriguez, Director of Innovation and Transformation, wrote to Enrique Leo, Director of the entity, to explain the situation of the mainframe system. Now, it turns out that on the 3rd of July, a mass email was sent to all CSS employees announcing what they called a maintenance window. But it turned out that from that moment until at least the 16th of July, the system had not been able to restore due to technical reasons, including physical damage to the power sources, damage to 5 hard drives, and to the computer controller. Rodriguez explained that the hard drives were replaced and the data reconstruction process was successful, also having a backup of information as of June the 28th of this year. However, they have had no spare part for the disk controller card. The replacement part is supposed to arrive within 48 to 72 hours. That means that the problem should have been resolved by the 19th of July at the latest. In that note, Rodriguez suggested to Lau that administrative measures be taken in order not to suspend service to users, but collateral damage has been inevitable. The CSS administration issued a communication on Wednesday in which it informed all employers that due to the inconveniences that are occurring at the institutional level with the platform of the Economic Income and Benefits System, it has been decided to extend the validity date of the digital certificates corresponding to the quota month of April 2024 until the 31st of July. Technological alarms have been ringing for years. In fact, the situation became critical last April when the Social Security experienced a failure in one of its technological systems, highlighting the risk of losing vital financial information in income, collection, or benefit payment records. The reason? The obsolescence of IBM mainframe storage equipment. And President José Raúl Molino said that the future of the Social Security Fund is a priority issue in his administration and that he will meet the leaders of political parties with the aim of starting a dialogue. Starting next week, I will start formal meetings with the heads of political parties, the president said on Thursday. For the moment, he's not decided whether he will do it individually or in a group. Later, he will call on business organizations, unions, educators, among others. And we are all owners of Social Security, and everyone has to contribute and give their opinion to delve into this solution to Social Security as a whole, he added. In his opinion, there are various proposals that could lead the institution to take a different direction from what it is currently doing, without this meaning the privatization of pension funds. He reiterated that for now what he wants to raise on the issue at the level of political party presidents is to demonstrate once again my willingness to engage in dialogue. Likewise, while these meetings are taking place, he will wait for the new members of the CSS board of directors to be elected, as well as the new director who will replace Enrique Leo Cortez in September. Agents of the National Police and personnel from the Public Ministry arrested a man on Thursday for allegedly being linked to a multi-million dollar scam to the detriment of several cattle ranchers in the province of Darien. During the investigation related to the alleged commission of a crime against economic assets in the form of fraud, documents related to the investigation, checks and copies of transaction notices were located. According to a police statement in 2023, this man, along with 2 other people, allegedly carried out fraud with bad checks, affecting 17 cattle ranchers in the province of Darien, whose economic loss amounted to $1,138,422.15. The police also explained that the modus operandi consisted of a representative of the arrested man's company choosing the cattle for shipment in the sectors of Rio Iglesia, Metete, Santa Fe, and Agua Fria. After the cattle were shipped by the owners, they were transported to the slaughterhouses without suspecting that the checks did not contain funds. It was added that the detainee was placed at the orders of the competent authorities while the search for the other 2 people related to the investigation continues. After several consecutive increases in recent weeks, Gasoline prices, they're going to drop starting today, July the 26th. The National Energy Secretariat reported that 95-octane gasoline will drop 2 cents per litre and will be sold at $1.03. Meanwhile, 91-octane gasoline will also drop 2 cents and will be sold at 95 cents per litre. Low-sulphur diesel will see a 3 cents drop per litre and will be sold to the public at 88 cents. These prices will be valid now through to the 9th of August. And that's it for today. There's our look for this morning. Some of the local items in the local news compiled for this morning's programme.